Dynasty Refinery Podcast, your home of in-depth dynasty analysis with your host, Michael Royer, and co-host, Jared Fox. Prepare for content to drop in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Dynasty Refinery Podcast Rookie Spotlight Edition. You know what we have a need for today?
What do we have a need for, Mike?
Well, today we're going to talk about the burners of this class. You know, there's two guys that everybody has on their list right now of just playmakers that can take the top off the defense, you know, is Jalen Reagor and Henry Ruggs III. Not Henry Ruggs II. That's his dad, a little bit older, you know, not the same kind of wheels. But the guy I'd like to start talking about first is Jalen Reagor, you know. 5'11", 195 pounds, and in my estimation, you know, and I know you're probably going to argue against this, but the most dynamic 2020 wide receiver in this class. Just absolutely explosive. He's got elite speed with home run capabilities at any place in the field. You know, when I'm watching tape, he can take the short slant to the distance. He can take the deep ball. He has what they say, an unofficial 4.32 40 speed, you know, at TCU. But it's been reported that he was a little bit upset with his 40 time, you know, thinking that he can run faster than that. You know, both of these guys that we're going to talk about are 4.3 40 speed, which people say they think they could possibly even get into those 4.2s. If they draft that way, you know, they're going to be both first-round picks, and they're both kind of being talked about that way. He has absolutely explosive fast swish muscles, you know, which leads to just his acceleration is unparalleled, I think. I mean, he has just a gear where I don't think people are going to be able to touch him. You know, he has that Tyreek Hill speed that we're looking for, you know, that ability to just stretch the defense that people are going to have to respect, you know, and all offensive coordinators this time of year, you know, they're looking for that next guy to really stretch the defense, guys that are going to open things up in the middle, guys that they can, you know, chuck it deep to. He's a freak athlete with just the age-adjusted market share that we're looking for. You know, and I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of our listeners might not be in tune with market share, but just to give you an idea, you know, in 2018, he had 38.6% market share, which was number one as sophomores. You know, 38.6% of the balls were going his way. So why do we talk about market share instead of production? You know, Justin Jefferson in 2019 had 1,400 receiving yards and he had 25% market share. Or 25% market share. Jalen Reagor only had 611 yards, but he also had 25% market share. So in the LSU offense, obviously Joe Burrow's chucking it, and there's going to be a lot more offensive production. Where at TCU, the quarterback play this year, I think you – did you sub in 1 week? I think I saw you or some of our listeners might have played. It was pretty ugly, you know. But Jalen Reagor has those things that we're definitely looking for. A breakout age of 18.8, which you and I both know. You know, breakout age under the age of 19 years old. That puts him in the 95th percentile.
Huge.
And, you know, he just turned 21 years old now, so he's got that in his favor.
I don't think we can preach enough how important breakout age is. I mean, the numbers just constantly show that if you break out when you're over the age of, what is it, 20?
20.
20 years old, you're just destined to fail in the NFL.
Yeah. And there's some outliers in there, but obviously two things that are huge when it comes to the wide receiver position is clearly breakout age and it's early declare. You know, you and I talked about that last week where the guys like Corey Davis and guys that come out late, you know, that aren't drafted, sometimes you find them in the gems, but the guys that are drafted, I read a thing the other day, said guys that are drafted in the first round that are, you know, aren't early declares, that they play all 4 years or three, you know, 3 years plus, it's like a 10% hit rate, you know, as opposed to these guys that are 18, 19 years old, especially, I mean, 18.8, see, I was still in high school, you know, but he's out there balling out as a freshman, taking care of business. So, and he was an early declare. 2018, he had better quarterback play, so he had 72 receptions, over 1,000 yards, and 9 touchdowns. This year, you know, he still had over 18 yards a catch, but we're looking at only 43 catches, 600 yards, which I think is making some people sleep on him and pushing him into that mid-second round. I see him as an early second, late first kind of guy. Didn't run the full route tree in college, you know, but he has the ability, and he looks like, you know, from everything that I've seen on tape, everything that I've read, he has the ability as a route runner. He just wasn't asked to do all those things, because when you run 4.3, they're not always asking you to do everything. You know, they might ask you to stretch it a lot more and run a lot more deep passes. Super quick release time at the line. You know, he's a guy, when they're small like that, you know, he's not oversized. He's 5'11", 195. You got to be creative at the line. You got to be able to make moves. You got to be able to vary your approach to beat that press coverage. And he had that when I was watching the tape. Across the middle, showed poise as a receiver. You know, he's not – both of these guys, both Ruggs and Rager, show poise across the middle. Yards after the catch, monsters. Guys that are – willing to take the hit, but they're looking to get the ball and make it happen. A lot like we saw from Deebo Samuel and AJ Brown their rookie year. They guys that you just put the ball in their hands and make things happen.
Yeah, and two things that'll really jump out at you if you watch a little bit of tape is how well he high points the ball and his contested catches. And that's another huge thing in the NFL. I mean, he just made some plays that, like, just reminded me of a dude in the NFL playing in college. He's going to be a legit player. I'm not sure quite yet what I think his upside is, but yeah, he's should be on the map as a top four receiver coming out of this class for sure.
I think a lot of people just see the speed and they think he's just a deep threat, you know, and that's a lot of things. I was watching his ability to high point and catch 50-50 balls for his height. His vertical is going to be insane at the combine, I think.
Yeah.
He's a guy, we're going to get him in shorts here, and he's going to fly, and I think his value is going to skyrocket at the combine.
I think so, too. I agree with that.
A lot of people, you know, I just did a Dynasty Happy Hour mock where I think I got him at pick 17 in a super flex. That's not going to stay that way. You know, he's not going to be in that area. There's just too much talent there.
Yeah, I'm just throwing out another guy. But, like, when I watch Chenault and I watch Rager, like, dude, he's so much better than him. And they're right in that same area, like, talked about at the late first right now. And, I mean, I don't know. I see a night and day difference. I think
Rager over Chenault.
Oh, yeah.
Chenault is kind of a little bit more gimmicky. You know, people are saying Cordarrelle Patterson plus. He's a little bit better receiver, but he's really good, you know, if you're going to use him, get him, you know, two or three carries a game, kind of like what Deebo was doing. But I think Rager is a legit wide receiver. You know, he's a guy that had some concentration drops in college. He's got great hands. He's got good hands. But a lot of times I see guys, especially when they have poor quarterback play, you know, and they're a legit NFL prospect, but you got, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts throwing you the ball. You know what I mean? Like, he's in the right spot, but, he's trying to make things happen that aren't there. He's trying to, you know, create something out of nothing when you have – poor quarterback play. That's why I'm saying I love Justin Jefferson, but with him with Burrow versus, you know, put Jalen Rager at LSU, whew, man, that would have been something special, you know?
I know. The actually only knock I saw on him was that I thought his balance was a little bit off. He seemed to trip on his own feet a lot, but, I mean, other than that, he was great.
Some landing spots that I keep seeing, and, you know, one of them I would absolutely love, but one's the Cowboys, and I keep reading the Eagles, you know.
Yeah.
Let Carson Wentz throw him the deep ball. Even Dak Prescott throws one of the better deep balls in the league. If you get him in those situations, he's instantly going to just create opportunities for the offense. And if he goes to the Eagles, I mean, Carson Wentz stock is up as well, because DeSean Jackson's getting a little long in the tooth, and this is the kind of guy you're looking at. I have him, you know, as a round one, late round, first round, because of that speed, maybe mid first round if he really blows up at the combine. At latest, he's going early second round in the NFL. That's why I think in Superflex, he's got to be an early second, late first type of guy. And you might not like it, but the comps that I have is not quite to Tyreek Hill level, but slightly above Brandon Cooks. You know, I feel like he's in that same kind of mold where we could be looking at another special receiver coming into the league.
Yeah, and he's bigger than those guys, too. So he's a little bit more of a complete player. So who's the next guy we're going to talk about here?
Who's that?
Henry Ruggs, the third.
The third. I'd like to talk about Grandpa Henry Ruggs, but almost similar, almost the same size, you know, 6 foot, 190, as opposed to 5'11". Another day one, early pick. You know, I feel like he's going to go in day one because of that speed. At minimum, he's in the top 10 picks in day two.
I freaking love this guy.
I know you do.
Love him.
Electric speed, same kind of thing. One thing that stuck out to me was his ability to track the ball. You know, another guy that just He flies down the field, but he's not just a burner. You know, he's not Will Fuller. He's not going to fly down the field and drop half the balls. I mean, he's got strong hands, but he tracks the ball. Excellent.
Yeah, and he's got some meat on the bones, too. It's like I keep seeing him comp to DeSean Jackson. He's not DeSean Jackson.
My comp for him. But
sorry for stealing your thunder there. But he's not DeSean Jackson. He's a bigger receiver than that. I mean, the dude's 6 foot, 190
The other
pounds,
guy I had,
so.
Maybe you agree with this a little bit more, is Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn's a bigger guy.
Yeah, I like that
another
better,
burner.
Actually.
Because people realize, they think about Ted Ginn now with the Saints, but Ted Ginn, when he first came up with the Patriots, was a little bit more of a complete guy and a guy who had, you know, good muscle tone and could fly down the field.
Yeah, so, you got 50% on your comps there.
That's
I like
not
it.
Bad for school.
Yeah.
You know,
and
50%.
I know that you talked about, for you maybe, but I know that you talked about Rager being the fastest guy in this class, but, dude, Ruggs is the fastest player to come out of this class, and...
Ooh,
here,
we should
here,
see this
here's
at the combine. That's gonna be fun.
Oh, it is gonna be fun.
They'll put
the,
I like
you know one of them
it,
won't run
when they put it next to like Rich Eisen running. You know they do that now where they like show them running together, or you know Tom Brady, or you know maybe we should do a combine for our league. You know, get guys.
That would be pathetic.
I mean, just film it and send it in, and we'll post it on Twitter.
I mean, sugar beer, then I'll get this 40 out. All right, yeah, but all right. Here's a little bit of a. A tidbit to tell you how fast Henry Ruggs is, all right?
Fox bits.
This year, against South Carolina, The Gamecocks.
All right, go.
You just love bringing up cocks. But all right, let me just talk about my little facts here, man. He was clocked on an 81-yard touchdown run at 24.3 miles per hour. All right, now I want to put this in perspective. The fastest NFL speed clock this year was by Tyreek Hill, when he was running beside Damian Williams on his, like, 80, 90-yard touchdown run at the end of the year at 22.81 miles per hour. Ruggs was clocked 2 miles per hour faster, almost 2 miles per hour faster than Tyreek Hill was this year.
That is flying.
That is freaking flying. I mean, you want to talk about speed. When this guy enters the NFL, he may be the fastest player in the NFL, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he was. And he's, you know, typically when you see these fast guys, they're scrawny, you know, and that scares you. Like, you get the Marquise Browns, because those guys are twigs, and you know that they're made of glass pretty much. But this guy is pretty much comparable to Tyreek Hill in the sense that Tyreek Hill is more of a bulkier player. He can do it all. He can play out of the slot. He can play on the outside. You know, he's everything you want, and that's the perfect comp for Ruggs, in my opinion. I mean... The dude is definitely going to be a first-round pick, and I hope he goes to the Eagles. You said Rager, but, dude, I hope they take Ruggs, because I love this man.
I just looked it up. The fastest recorded time ever, would have been 2 years ago. Tyreek Hill ran 23.24 miles per hour. I mean,
24.3
And he ran even faster. That's not, and he has ankle-breaking ability, too, in the open field. Like
he
has moves. Obviously, his acceleration is at 4.3. You know, his teammates say that they've seen him run a 4.24.
Yeah,
and they said he might do a 4.2 flat. Like, I couldn't – that would just – that's what they used to say before that you had all the time clocks with Deion Sanders, that he ran a 4.2. You know, if he does this, whew, that's just – man.
I'm so excited about this guy.
I think the biggest difference between Ruggs and Rager for me is Ruggs had – not just the explosive speed, but he had long speed. Like, he could keep that up. You know, Rager was a lot more explosive. And the only thing that really holds me back and has me have Rager over Ruggs is no breakout age at all for Henry Ruggs. None. Because he's never eclipsed over 50 catches, never eclipsed over 750 yards. You know, very, you know, the...
But we know sometimes with Bama, LSU, those big schools, they don't have to use guys like that.
I know.
Look at Josh Jacobs, my man.
I threw out some things that were, you know, they thought Rager was there. You know, he was the third option at Bama.
I'm ready to fight you.
He just had a lower, you know, dominant rating at 17.3% just because of that TD variance, you know. I thought there were times where, obviously, when you're watching games – with Rager and you look at the wide receiver next to him, you're like, okay, it's a hands down, you know. And then you look at games with Ruggs and you're looking at Judy across from him. Sometimes I thought Ruggs let the ball get on him a little bit instead of attacking it. But I mean, and the other thing is I saw a lot of, you know, very predictable releases at the line. Like, he's going to have to, both of these guys, Ruggs is kind of doing the same thing, like one trick pony, as far as, you know, you watch Julio, he's got 60 different releases, you know what I mean? Like, he does some Saturday Night Fever backup. I mean, it's just crazy what he's able to do. And if Ruggs can get in a team like the Eagles, the Bills, the Raiders, where he can come in and doesn't have to be the man, you know, but he can stretch the field and he can be one of those wide receivers that gets groomed by someone, you know, he can get in the right situation where he gets shown the ropes the right way. If he goes to the Eagles and DeSean Jackson teaches him how to use his speed, or if he goes to the Bills and John Brown teaches him how to do those kind of things and he becomes a professional, you know, I feel like Ruggs is going to be another guy that just has the opportunity to be a solid wide receiver two in this league for years to come.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm glad that you said about his footwork at the line, because that was one of the two things that I had as a knock on him. The other thing is his route running needs a little bit of work, because when you're so physically gifted in college, sometimes you can get away with sloppy routes and such, and it's still, you know, if you're burning a guy with your 4.240, you're gonna make things happen. So he's got some fine tuning to do before he's gonna be successful against NFL caliber corners. But the dude, like, as a raw athlete, may be one of the most valuable assets coming out.
It sounds like we actually have, you know, we value both of these guys at the exact same spot. You know, you prefer Ruggs, I prefer Rager. Where are you feeling comfortable drafting these guys in Superflex? I feel like they're probably, you know, when one goes, the other one's probably going to go within two or three picks in that same area. What would you see the range is in a Superflex where you would take these two guys?
Extremely specific, I think, I mean, in mine, they'd be going 8 and 9 right now. But I would have no problem with someone jumping them over a couple of those running backs and taking, you know, them right around the 6, 7, five. You know, I'm still taking Judy and Lamb over them.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I love those guys. Those guys are just, like I said, I've comped them before to, like, it's like Julio Jones and AJ Green coming out. That's what this is.
I'm having a hard time myself not moving. I love T. Higgins in the beginning of the process. I'm having a hard time not moving Rager above Higgins in that area, and I think you're probably in the same area.
I have Rager above Higgins.
You know, and they're all, those are the, you know, the top five guys there. I think we're going to probably have, you know, the running back love is always going to be there. And we just talked about in our last episode about, you know, about rebuilding. These are some guys that late in the first here, you know, where you can move back. If you can move back and accumulate multiple guys like this, I mean, if you have both of these guys at the end of that first round, I was talking about trading Odell Beckham for the 111, 112, but right here you get two shots at guys to become the next guy like that.
Yeah, and I know people are already crazy about Ruggs because one of those dudes from CBS had him as his number two behind Swift coming out, and non-super flex, but still, you know, I mean.
Oh, I can tell you got rug burn from it.
Oh, I got some rug burn hard. Oh, God, I said hard, and I'm like, oh, God,
well,
put that away, Mike.
Thank you for tuning in to our rookie spotlight. You know, tune in again next week. We're going to have two new fresh guys to go over here, and it's going to be combine week, so we're going to have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of edge to kind of go with some things here. So by the time we start recording next week, we'll be full swing into the combine here, seeing how guys are, you know, how much weight they're throwing up, how fast guys are, three cone drills, all that fun stuff.